One back live in Spokane, where the Broncos and Chiefs dropped the puck at 9:05 for their only meeting of the season. Had a chance before the game to catch up with the head coach of the Chiefs, one of the winningest coaches in Western Hockey League history, Don Nuckbauer.
Well, Coach, this is the one time we see your team this season, so how would you describe the Chiefs for Bronco fans?
Well, I'd like to think we're hardworking, that we compete hard. The bottom line for us is we got a huge turnover from last year. We had Tyler Johnson, Lovko Koper, Cowan. The list goes on and on of guys that have graduated. So we got a lot of younger kids carrying a couple of young defensemen, 16-year-olds, a lot of young 17-year-old forwards. And, you know, the bottom line for us is we're a different team than we were last year. We're sitting at 10-5-2-1, pretty respectable record, but still, there's lots of room for improvement for our hockey club.
Fair to say, when you miss a couple of guys like that, you go to more depth in scoring. So far, you've got 9 guys in two-digit scoring so far, and it seems like your scoring has been pretty spread out.
You know, we thought the same thing last year. We go back to Tyler Johnson, Lovko Koper, two holdovers that were overages. That they really weren't goal scorers in years past, and yet they accelerated their game and became prolific scorers for us. And you know, we had some tremendous support scoring last year, and I think it's carried over this year. Some of our young kids that have come in from midget have contributed, and some of our leftover guys, the veteran players from last year, have done a real good job of just not relying on one guy but spreading the wealth.
You guys have played 6 less games than the Broncos have to this point, sort of a lighter schedule to start the season. Is that a positive or a negative in your view?
It's terrible. We spent a lot of time practicing, and I think any athlete, any hockey player for sure, wants to get out there and compete in a game situation. We through the first couple months, we played 1 game or 2 games on the weekend, had the entire week off, and right back to practice. And those long stretches, I think, it showed some rust in our game when we got into the actual game situation. And a month of November now, from this point forward, is going to get really hectic for us. We play tonight. We're in the bus tomorrow, going to Portland for Friday, back home Saturday, hop in the bus, go to the Central Division, and play 5 games in 6 nights. So we're really going to get the meat of our schedule coming up here.
You've been terrific at home, only lost twice at home all season so far. Is there any magic formula to that?
Not really. I think it's just part of what we did last year. We were a hard team to play in this building last year. We developed some confidence. We believe we can win here, and our crowd gets behind us, and I think it's just a good environment for our guys. And this year we've had some tough opponents. We've seen all the Eastern Division teams pretty much, and have had success against them, and we've seen all the best teams out here in our conference, and we're holding our own with a young team, and we don't expect an easy game tonight against Swift. We know that they're on a 3-game roll, and their confidence is starting to blossom. They've got some pretty good players up front, and can be prolific on the power play. So again, it's just a measuring stick for us as far as we're concerned.
Those East Division teams include a recent game against Regina that was a pretty wild one. Tell me about that one.
Well, I think both coaches would say that it wasn't the way you'd want to play. It was pretty wide open. I thought, we get a lead, we relinquish that with what I would call some soft goals. And but in the end, we did prevail in a shootout, and it was a great game for the fans. It went 9 shooters on each side, and we finally ended up winning the hockey game. But really loosely played, and atypically, we don't play that way.
Stats-wise, your goaltending was terrific in October, and has had a bit of a drop-off in November. Is there anything you're noticing that way, or is it just a couple of off games?
To be honest with you, I really haven't noticed that. I would say that just based on what I told you about the inactivity, there was games in there that our team didn't play well, and that might be a reflection in the numbers of the goaltender, but at the end of the day, our goalies have been both good, and when our team's good, I'm a firm believer that your goaltending is going to be strong, but our guys have been real good supporting our goaltending, and that's one thing that if you look at our goals against, I believe we've only had 53 goals scored against us this year. It's a reflection both of the goaltender and our team play.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's Don Nuckbauer, head coach.